The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome. Welcome everybody to Happy Hour. It's wonderful to see you all. It really is. It's such a great thing, right, that we have found this technology, this opportunity to connect in this kind of way. And, you know, who knows what's going to grow from this. One thing I wanted to talk about just a little bit tonight is this idea of being connected to or having an awareness of some of the different reasons why we practice loving kindness or why we attend happy hour or maybe both. That is to put our practice and what we do here into greater context or into a bigger picture. And it can be helpful to have some clarity around our underlying intentions, what's motivating us, or the another way to kind of say that also is to see, like, what is the context? Is there a setting, let's see, what's the word I'm looking for? Maybe context is the right word in terms of that helps frame or situate or contextualize even our practice. And the reason why it might be helpful to think about this and reflect on this, like why are we practicing, is that this can be a great support for us on those times when we don't feel like practicing. When we feel like, yeah, loving kindness is nice, but I'll do that when it's convenient or comfortable or something like this. I think all of us, right, have this experience of deciding we're going to eat better, exercise more, meditate more, right? We all have these great intentions, but to do a little bit of reflection of why we want to do this can help support us when there seems to be some extra energy required in order to do the practice. Or another way to say that, when the barriers seem a little bit higher than other times. So not only can understanding the context or our intention can support us when perhaps our motivation is flagging a little bit, but also it can help be a guide for us when it seems like there are choice points in our meditation. And depending on why we're practicing might depend on what we do during these choice points. An example might be, this is a simple example, is in mindfulness practice meditation, there might be the question, well, I'm having discomfort in my knee, my back, whatever it might be. Should I move? Should I shift my posture? And the answer to that question largely depends on, well, assuming that have this attitude of exploration and that you can do this on your own as opposed to following instructions explicitly. So one answer could be whatever the teacher says. But another answer could be, well, why are you practicing? If you're practicing to help find some respite from some of the difficulties in life and society, a little bit of a landing, a soft landing place in which you can catch your breath and feel nourished and supported, then you shift your posture to help support a sense of ease and well-being. If you're practicing, in this example, I'm talking about mindfulness meditation. If you're practicing mindfulness meditation to gain greater understanding, which can lead to greater freedom in the big picture for all areas of your life, then maybe you wouldn't shift your posture, but instead you would take the opportunity to observe and watch what kind of thought patterns arise or how you behave or respond to when there's some difficulties, when there's some uncomfortableness. So you can learn something about yourself and have some greater understanding, like, oh yes, okay, I see this anger that arises when my knee is bothering me. It's also the same way I kind of get into anger when I'm uncomfortable and these other situations in my daily life, completely unrelated, but gaining some insight that how we respond to things in our meditation practice, of course, is the same as how it is in our daily life. We're only one person. Or it might be that you're doing some mindfulness practice to get a freedom, some spiritual awakening, or some real deep transformative experiences. And a lot of that can happen with increasing our capacity to be with difficulty. The amount of uncomfortableness that we are comfortable with can increase as our confidence grows, the more that we are with uncomfortable situations and we are able to tolerate them. And we become less of white knuckling, that is holding on really tightly, gritting our teeth, trying to find our way through it. And more that we're able to like, yes, this is uncomfortable. It's okay, though. It's okay. I can be with this. Then the type of confidence that grows from that can really, really support some letting go of insisting that things be otherwise, or letting go of thinking that it's my fault. I have to fix this. I did something wrong because our knee is hurting us. So depending on what our intentions are, to have a little soft landing place to rest, catch our breath, gain some greater understanding, or find some greater freedom, might influence the way that we respond to some difficulties. And then I put this as three neat categories, but of course, these are not neat and tidy categories. There's huge overlap, and doing emphasizing one will help in all the other two. And in some ways it doesn't make sense to separate these three, but I offer this as a way just to think about what are some different intentions we might bring to our practice. So for loving kindness practice, it might be just the softness in the heart, the sense of tenderness and warmth that is possible, doesn't arise all the time, but is possible with loving kindness practice. Maybe we feel that it's terribly or healing or supportive, and to create the conditions in which we can touch into these beautiful places in our hearts. Maybe that's one intention. It's a beautiful intention. Maybe we have the intention that we're noticing that we're quick to anger or have some ill will towards others, maybe even towards ourselves. And we know that cultivating loving kindness can be an antidote or a counterbalance to this ill will. So that might be what's motivating us to do some loving kindness practice. Or maybe it's something more general, or maybe even a little bit diffuse. That is the idea of using loving kindness practice as a concentration practice, or maybe I should use the word settling or calming, that the mind, when we do loving kindness practice, gets more collected and there's a little bit more harmony between the different aspects of our experience. So loving kindness practice can be a way to feel more collected or settled. Or maybe coming to a happy hour is a way to feel connected to other kind-hearted, beautiful people. It's a lot of beautiful people. But sometimes if we are reading the news or prone to be with individuals who like the kind of the drama of conflict or polarized situations or something like this. And sometimes we forget that there's lots and lots of people out there who, just like us, want some ease, want some happiness. So maybe part of, maybe you come to happy hour, maybe less for loving kindness practice, which is nice. but more for just to connect to other people. And for those of you who have been to Happy Hour before, we know that we have these small breakout rooms afterwards. And everybody that has spoken to me, there may be a selection bias. If you don't like it, maybe you're not telling me. But everybody that has said things has talked about how meaningful it has been for them to connect to other people, perfect strangers, but to connect in a warm-hearted way. And but maybe these days with this terrible social injustice that's happening, and some people being with the pandemic being a little bit asocial and not even acknowledging other people around, or you can feel particularly isolated. And then, of course, with Black Lives Matter, this is a way maybe we want some loving kindness to help us to open our hearts in a way that we haven't been felt the space to do this or the opportunity to do this. And we're recognizing we really need to do this in a way that we haven't before. Maybe times are calling on us to open our hearts and our minds in perhaps novel ways, and to see how we may have been unintentionally harming others in ways that we didn't understand or couldn't see. Or so a wish to maybe be more open and tender and learn something about ourselves. So there's lots of different reasons why to practice loving kindness and why to attend Happy Hour. And it can be helpful to reflect on occasion. Like, what is it that's motivating me, or what's underneath this? It might be that it changes. Maybe you think one day is one particular reason, and then the next day you realize that something else is more important, or another motivation is actually deeper. Or it might be that we have different seasons in our practice. Might be times when opening our hearts, warming our hearts for others is what's most important. And there might be seasons of our practice when getting collected and harmonized with ourselves and calm is what's the most important. They're all beautiful. They're all fine. You don't want to sit here and say one's better than the other. But just a gentle encouragement to a little inquiry. What's important for you? What's motivating you? Okay, so with that as an introduction, you can. I love saying this. I like these keywords, with that as an introduction. And then many of you who have been here before know, like, okay, now's the time to shift posture, go to a different place. I'm shifting my posture here. And maybe just take a moment to kind of land. Land here in this moment, at this location. What does it feel like? Feel in your body. Maybe the quality of what's going on in that mental space. Just really broad brush. Is there some agitation? Maybe a little bit of dullness? Maybe some quietness? Maybe some happiness and brightness? Just in a broad, general way. And then to help us land here, we can do a gentle body scan. starting at the top of the body. You can check in with areas around the eyes and the mouth. These are common areas where we hold tension. Or the shoulders, letting the shoulder blades slide down the back, away from the ears. And feeling the upper back, the lower back. And feeling the chest. And see if there might be just a little bit more openness here. It might be just moving the shoulders back a tiny bit, allows a little bit more of a sense of spaciousness. Very, very small movement. And the belly, letting the belly relax. And feeling the pressure of the chair, the cushion against the body. Feeling supported and grounded. The upper legs, lower legs, and the feet. The upper arms, lower arms, the hands. And then resting our attention on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the movement of the body as it breathes. Or maybe the movement of the air going in and out of the nose. Feeling the stretching, expansion, and contraction, maybe of the ribs or the belly. This natural rhythm. If you find yourself lost in thought, just very simply, gently begin again. Thank you. We're just hanging out with the sensations of breathing. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, that is, a person or a being in which it is easy to feel warm-heartedness, care, goodwill, love, kindness. Some people choose a person they don't really have a relationship with, but somebody who has really supported and benefited them, a coach, a teacher, a leader. Some people choose people they do have a relationship with. The invitation here is to want to find a relationship which is uncomplicated. You want to start where it's easy, where it's just natural that love, kindness, goodwill arises when you think about them. And some people choose imaginary kittens, puppies, babies, any other heartwarming creature. You can bring the lovable being to mind. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, you can repeat the phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Thank you. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to expand our loving kindness and include ourselves, extending loving kindness to ourselves. So in the same way, bring an image of yourself to mind. Some people like to do images of themselves when they were children. They find that easier. Some people like to, rather than an image, do more the felt sense of what it's like to sit here right now. And we extend loving kindness in just the same way. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. It can be helpful to check in with the body, see if there are any sensations or feelings of warmth, spaciousness, a little bit of contentment, well-being, maybe some collectedness. If so, allow those experiences, those sensations to support you, to support the arising of loving kindness, the cultivation of loving kindness. It's perfectly fine if it's not there. But if it is there, this feeling of warmth or care, can allow it to express itself. Without doing anything in particular, more about allowing. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then can we extend our loving kindness even a little bit more towards a neutral person? But maybe a better word is a person that we don't know at all. Could be somebody that's here in this Zoom meeting. It could be that person that you see walking the dog regularly, that you've never spoken with. Could be the mail carrier that you see on occasion. Somebody with whom you don't have a relationship with and you're not particularly for or against. It's a little bit more challenging to bring a person like this to mind. You're welcome to use your imagination if that's helpful. And then to extend loving kindness to this person, May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You might have to refresh the image of the neutral person a little more often. And then to end this meditation, feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of, you know, the greater context of our practice, why we are practicing, or we're doing loving kindness practice, can help guide us. And maybe the pace I'm teaching at this particular pace of when we move from the lovable being to the self to the neutral person. But maybe if you feel like you just need a place in which to rest your heart, maybe you just stay with the lovable person and don't move on to the yourself and others. Or maybe you just feel like you need some support and you just do loving kindness for yourself. Or maybe you want to just in general increase your capacity, your ease of access to loving kindness. And you might follow along in the way that I'm going, or maybe even include some more difficult people. But in this way, the encouragement is to maybe experiment and play a little bit. And to be clear, it can be helpful to be clear about why you're practicing. And this can support your practice in so many different ways. So it can be helpful to help gain some clarity about why we're practicing or what our experience is, to share it with others. So I'm going to put you into some breakout rooms, or you'll have an opportunity to speak with just a few other people. There'll be rooms that will have three or four people in them. And the people with the, we'll have the people with the longest hair go first. And you can either talk about some of your intentions for practicing, or you can talk about your experience during this recent guided meditation. So you can talk about some of your, what brings you to this particular type of practice, or just your recent experience, whatever feels comfortable for you. And we'll have about 11 minutes. So the person that has the longest hair can go first, and the person who has the shortest hair can go last, just to kind of help the figuring out who goes first and who goes last. And then there's no need to say everything you can about this topic. Just say a tiny little bit, one sentence, a few words, and let it go to the next person, and then let it go to the next person, and the next person. And when it comes back around to you, you might have something more to say. I think, I'm pretty sure I said the person with the longest hair goes first. So we'll break up into groups now. Let's see here. I'm checking this again. Yes. And have fun, and I'll see you back here. Would anybody like to comment or have something to say? I guess we don't have a lot of time, but anybody have something to say about what was that like, either getting some clarity or talking about intentions or talking about experience? Shall I call on the person with the longest hair?
I guess I can go.
Okay. Yes, Phil.
So, as I said in my small group, this can be a purification practice, and I had exactly the opposite. I asked for loving kindness and got old resentments coming up. But, I mean, I have a place for those now, you know. That's part of this practice. And so, I don't know, I have an appreciation for that. And and it's just always, it is so delightful every time to break into these groups. So I'm just I'm very grateful to the people I was with and also the people I have been with in the past. So thank you again.
Thank you, Phil. So it sounds like you were able to hold it, even though there was some uncomfortableness or around the old resentments. That
yeah, I know exactly what was going on. So it was interesting. I picked a pet and then started thinking about my family situation with that pet. And then I haven't done this before. I thought of myself as a young child, and then I remembered some sad times from when I was a kid. So it was very heartfelt, the metta for the young child me.
I'm glad you said that this can be a purification process, because that's absolutely right. This practice can be, these things come up. So thank you for sharing that, Phil. Okay, so it's 7:00. So I want to respect your time, but it's lovely to see you all and to practice with you all. And I wish you all a wonderful evening. And I'll unmute us all so that we can say goodbye. We're all at the same time here. Here we go. Okay. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
And thank Bye-bye. You. Thank you for it's thank quite you. Something Thanks. To practice together. It's really great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love the giggles.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, makes me smile.
Good night, Fanny Lee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diana.
Yes.
Diana, night after night, you've been doing this. It's a long haul.
It's all right. Yeah, Nikki will be here tomorrow.
Are you getting away, going into the wilderness yourself?
You know, I spent some time out in the wilderness today, and wow, it was so nice. I went for a hike. It was really nice, really nice. Good to hang out with some trees. It's a good thing.
That's wonderful.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Dude.